Catholic Spirit Radio presents the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, Vice Postulator of the Cause of Canonization of Fulton Sheen, and also serving three parishes in Peru, Illinois. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart as we meditate on God's words.
Good morning. I want to wish everyone a very blessed third Sunday of Advent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dominican friar Meister Eckhart, a German mystic of the late 13th century, once described the Holy Trinity in this way. The Father laughs at the Son, and the Son at the Father, and the laughter brings forth pleasure, and the pleasure brings forth joy, and the joy brings forth love. Laughter, pleasure, and joy. This is how our God is, and this joy overflows into creation, so that we and our world are held in being by God's love. And who is this joy within the Holy Trinity if not the Holy Spirit? So when John the Baptist promises that Christ will baptize us with the Holy Spirit, he means that we Christians will be filled with God's Spirit of joy. And so today on Gaudete Sunday, which means Rejoice Sunday, St. Paul says to us, rejoice always. Now, the dictionary defines joy as an intense and especially ecstatic or exultant happiness. But is St. Paul saying that we Christians should be wildly happy and laughing all the time? That would be rather exhausting. And who can be full of glee with the threat of exams looming or other uncertainties and fears on the horizon? Should we feel guilty because we don't feel like laughing and rejoicing in the face of these problems? I think that would be to misunderstand the meaning of rejoice, as it is used in the scriptures. For St. Paul was himself subject to beatings, imprisonment, and much suffering. He had worries about money to fund his missions, frustration about being misunderstood and maligned, and was grieved when Christian communities broke away from his teaching and guidance. And so Christian joy does not mean that we are without worries and are just having a good time, although within reason there is nothing wrong with having a good time. Rather, joy means having happiness and contentment that is deeply rooted in faith in God's goodness and hope in his promises. It means living according to the Beatitude. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. It means knowing that God's love holds us in being and that he cares for us and he desires our eternal happiness with him in heaven. In the word of Isaiah, we rejoice because God has clothed us in the garments of salvation and covered me in the robe of righteousness. It is a tragedy that often we do not experience this, and instead we get tempted by the pleasure and passing joys of the world and seek consolation from them. And I think these words that Pope Benedict XVI said to the youth of Scotland in 2010 are very powerful, and they certainly speak to our experience. He said, "There are many temptations placed before you every day, drugs, money, sex, pornography, alcohol, which the world tells you will bring you happiness. Yet these things are destructive and they are divisive. There's only one thing which lasts, the love of Jesus Christ personally for each one of you. Search for him and love him. Know him. He will set you free from slavery to the glittering but superficial existence frequently proposed by our world today. Put aside what is worthless and learn of your own dignity as a child of God." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.
Join us again next Saturday evening at 9 or Sunday afternoon at 2 for the JMJ Moment with Monsignor Richard Sossaman, or replay his podcast on the CatholicSpiritRadio.com website. Inspired, we hope you faithfully attend one of our local Catholic churches where you are always welcome. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be in your heart this day and every day.